Lesson 7, pages 227 and 228. Gloria Estefan, Cuban immigrant.
Immigrants who come to the U.S. bring their skills and talents. The U.S. benefits from these diverse abilities. One especially talented immigrant came from Cuba. On September 1, 1957, Gloria Maria Fajardo was born in Havana, Cuba. When Fidel Castro took over in Cuba, Gloria was only 2 years old. Her father was taken as a political prisoner. Gloria and her mother moved to Miami to escape the communist government. Life as a child was not easy for Gloria. When Gloria's father joined the family in Miami a few years later, he became very sick. Gloria took care of him while her mother worked. She practiced singing and playing the guitar while taking care of her father. In 1985, Gloria's mother asked her to sing some songs at a wedding. The band leader at the wedding, Emilio Estefan, was very impressed by Gloria's singing and asked her to join his band, the Miami Sound Machine. Emilio Estefan later became Gloria's husband. The band played a combination of Cuban and American pop music. In 1989, Gloria started to perform solo and had several hit songs. Awards, fame, and fortune followed. Until one day in 1990, when a tragedy happened. Gloria, her husband, and son were riding in her music tour bus when a truck hit the bus. Gloria's back was broken. She had to undergo painful surgery. Her career was on hold for a year. When she recovered, she started singing again. Today, Gloria Estefan has a successful career and millions of fans among Americans and Latinos. Gloria's story is one of talent, a little luck, and a lot of hard work.